Hello, 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 and welcome to Home and Away. I am Stella Zachariasen, your host for the next hour or so. Time flies when you're having fun, as they say, which is so true because we have already had 85 episodes of Home and Away, and it's been quite a journey over the past 8 years. We have had guests from many different countries. We have had Faroese people on the show as well, like musicians, politicians, and so on. We have had children of the mixed families and many more. This year has been an awesome year with many different immigrant stories. Today's guest is Rosapin Cruz, and she is from Sri Lanka, same as me. As you can imagine, I am super excited to talk to her. So without further ado, let's listen to a song and we'll be right back.
They told me pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. So to honor him, pa rum pa pum pum, when we come.
Oh,
Welcome back, guys. You are listening to Home and Away. I'm sitting here with Rosipin from Sri Lanka. Rosipin, a warm welcome to you.
Thank you.
It's unbelievable. I'm sitting here next to a fellow Sri Lankan, and you are not only a Sri Lankan, but you're from my hometown as well. And we speak the same language. Appadi Suham.
நல்ல சுகம்.
இது நீங்க நினைச்சிருந்தீங்களா இப்படி ஃபெரோ ஐலண்ட்ஸுக்கு வந்து ஒரு தமிழால கதைப்பீங்களாண்டு?
இல்லை, நான் நினைச்சும் பார்க்க
இல்லை. ஸோ வி வர் ஜஸ்ட் டாக்கிங் a little bit in our language, which is Tamil. And in the Tamil pati enna nenikringa?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Nice so, to hear.
Yeah, thank you. So far so good. Before we go further, we might talk in Tamil now and then, people, but before we go further, please tell us about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Sister Rosipin Gross. At home they call me Bella. I have three sisters and one brother. My father died when I was small. My mother is at home. All my sisters and my brother married and settled. They have their children, and I have altogether 11 nieces and nephews.
Wow.
So they all are in Sri Lanka for the moment.
Yeah, and they all are listening to you probably.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Yes. So what, like, yes, should I call you Sister Rosipin, or are you okay with me calling you Rosipin?
Yeah, you can call me anything that you feel.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. What brought you to Faroe Islands? I know you told me the story when I met you. I think it's a very interesting story. From Sri Lanka to Faroe Islands. And if I haven't told you people, Rosipin, she's a nun, and she's been sent from Sri Lanka to Faroe Islands. But do you want to tell us the story, how that happened?
Yes. Our congregation is Franciscan Missionaries of Mary. So we are known as Franciscan sisters in Sri Lanka. And we are also missionary sisters. We had to be ready wherever they call. So in that way, after my final vows, 2019, I was called to go to Peru Island. So I was so happy. Though I don't know the place, I was eager to know how it is. Then when I heard that I am sent to Peru Island, I just went to look for the place in Google. Then I found it's a very, very beautiful place and very beyond my imagination days. So I was so happy that I am sent to here. And we have about five sisters in the convent. We are living all together, different nationalities. One is from Korea, other one is from Ireland, one is from Belgium, and one is from Malta. So I am very lucky to have all the sisters in the community, and I'm also so happy to come here to meet different people, different languages, and different experience to live in this place.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful, and I know that people love you because you are very lovable. We are Sri Lankans after all. I wanted to also ask you, you know, I remember you telling me when you were little, even from when you were very small, you knew that you wanted to be a nun. Do you want to tell us that story that you were telling me about the school play?
Yeah, I just remember when I was small, of course, we had a strong foundation, Catholic family. When I was small, I just remember for one trauma, they chose me as Mother Mary. But I said, no, I want to be a sister, not like Mother Mary. So they gave me the sister's habit to wear when I was small. So not only from there, but even before that, I had in my mind that I want to become a sister. So that desire was increasing in me when I was growing up. Mm-hmm.
So that's absolutely awesome to hear that even when you were little, you knew what you wanted. And before we talk about, you know, your life here in Faroe Islands, of course, you just recently came here. Was it after summer or?
Yeah, after summer.
Yeah, was it August?
Yeah, yes. 29th of August I arrived in Peru Island.
Yeah, so it's of course very, very short while ago. Let's talk about Sri Lanka through your eyes. The reason, of course, we have talked about Sri Lanka on the show before. That was through my eyes, or, you know, maybe other Sri Lankans who have been there for a long time ago. But I know that it has changed a lot since, you know, I left Sri Lanka, especially Jaffna. Do you mind describing Sri Lanka now through your eyes?
Yes, I am the north part of Sri Lanka. I was in Manna. We call the place Manna. Actually, that is my birthplace. But I was in Colombo before I came to Pero Island. When I just look back to my country, it is sometimes sad to describe, sometimes happy. When I see the country situation for the moment, the people are going through a lot, I feel. Just we all know that we had a pandemic COVID. And after COVID also we see the crisis that the poor people are facing in life. The things are already, the prices are up and people are finding very difficult to buy the things, and ordinary people, they find very difficult. Those who have money, they can manage. But the people, those who don't have, it's sad to see their lifestyle. And also before I came, I was just one place. It is in Manna, the war-torn area, that place. I had just 1 month experience with the children. I see in the nursery, the children, when they come to school, the food that they bring is very pathetic to see sometimes, the way they come. Actually, they are finding very difficult to manage their life. In the other hand, when I see, of course, our country also a very beautiful country with so much natural resources. And all, of course, it's very, very nice for the people to live also there in another part. So I'm having both suffering and the other way so joyful.
Yeah, that's it's a good way to describe it. Of course, the situations, the pandemic, and before that the war, and then we also have problems with storms and the monsoon seasons and things like that. But we do, as you said, the country itself is beautiful. And I would also say, when I hear both sides, wouldn't you say that you know, people, they are just made stronger there because they have been going through so much and still they come out of it somehow. What was your life like growing up?
Yeah, after my school studies, I just ended the convent with all my desires. I ended. And that was a good experience to step into the unknown. Like, though I know that in my mind that I want to be a sister and a religious sister, but I did not know what is going to happen. With that desire, I just ended. It was all, when I see that, it was all good for me to take each steps in my life. Whenever I step into that one step, I see the God's protection over me. Even though I had some difficulties facing adapting myself in a new place, but it did not bother me because I know someone or that God is with me, to helping me to go forward. So that was, and also I got enough opportunities to study more English and the other theology studies. And all the studies also helped me to experience God in different ways.
That's true. When you were, before we come to, because you mentioned to me, you know, you studied theology, and before we talk a bit more about that, because that was the time before you came to move to Faroe Islands, I would like to ask you, when you were little, what kind of hobbies did you have? And do you have any special moments that you remember fondly, maybe with your family or something like that, or school life?
Yeah, I just remember the special moment once. I was in the convent for 2 years. After 2 years, I went home to see my home people. That was, I don't know, it is it's a good moment or it's a suffering moment. But when I went home, my people were not at home because due to the war problems, they were displaced. So I did not know where to go and see them. I did not know even where they were. So that was something special for me to look for my people and find out where they are. So anyway, finally, with the help of people, I know that they are just close to my village. It's called Nanatan. They were there. That was a special moment for me to be with the family. I found it very difficult to be with the family.
I can imagine that must have been a shock for you. How old were you when you went to the convent?
When I entered the convent, I was 24.
You were, and before that, were you studying or working or?
No, I did not work, but I continued my studies. Soon after I finished my studies, higher studies, I joined the convent.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about your education that you have.
Yeah, as we know, we call it O-level. I finished O-level in my village and I got through and I continued my advanced level for 2 years. That was also in my village, but for exams, we had to go to some other village close by. We did not have the center for the exam. And that's we call it Murungan. I went in Murungan to write my A-level exam. After my A-level exam, I joined convent.
Yeah, and then you went on to study theology.
Yeah, I studied my theology. After becoming a sister, I did my theology and I did my early childhood development. That's we call it for small children, psychology. And I did my nursing just before I came here. I took 2 years to study my nursing and I worked 1 year in the hospital. It's a Muslim hospital. It's in Batikolo. I worked there for 1 year. After that, I prepared myself to come to Peru Island.
So that's amazing. You're a nurse and you studied theology, so there, you have some good years behind you and it's exciting times ahead here. Yeah, of course, right now you don't know, you know, what the future has for you, but all you know that is that you're in safe hands. And before we, I want to play a Tamil song actually during the break. But before we go to that, I just want to ask you, life hasn't been easy for you at some times because you also went through war. I think most of the Sri Lankans have gone through, you know, the hard times during the war. Do you mind telling us some of the experiences that you had?
Yeah, of course, from the time we were born, of course, we had war. Because they call it war children. We are actually war children. That war really affected a lot. Though in our village, we did not have much war, but we were displaced for some other reasons. So it is each time when we just go out of our village, when we come back, we have nothing in the house. Everything is gone. And each time we have to build a new house and begin new life there. Either it's not once or twice it happens, several times it happens. And also we see them. I heard many people that they have lost many of their relations in the family. That also affected us and our relations too. I have seen my own eyes. Certain people shot by armies and like that, many deaths took place. Those are the unforgettable memories we had during war. It is now when I see it, now we have all reconciled and we have come out of that. So happy for that, that some help we receive from sisters or anybody, and the other people who have helped us to come out of that experience. So that was...
Those are some of the memories from the wartime. And would you say that how did, personally, what helped you? Did your faith help you to stay strong, or did you have a group of people helping you, comforting you? How did you come out of that?
Of course, in the formation house, we were after the war only we came to the convent. The formation house, the sisters helped a lot to come out. And also the faith, the deep faith, what we have in our life from the small age, we learn from home. Mm-hmm. So those faith really helped us to just come out of from that experience. And also, of course, we can mention the sisters especially. They took enough time to spend with us just to see our life, how we have gone through. And they allow us to share a lot. The more I shared, the more I came out. I really felt it.
Yeah. Talking about it helps. And it's also maybe nice that you could talk to people who have gone through similar situations, who can understand and, you know, who can uplift. Thank you so much, because I know that it's not easy sharing about these moments, but I'm so grateful and thank you so much for sharing about that. But we do have a lot more left to talk about, you know, about some Sri Lankan traditions and ceremonies. And as we are going into Christmas time now, I would also like to hear about how you celebrated Christmas back at home. So we have a lot more left. Don't go away, people. We are going to play a Tamil song that's actually the translation of Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah. Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year. God bless.
That was awesome, wasn't it, Rosapin?
Yes.
Nice music. Talking about, of course, that was a Christmas song, and talking about Christmas, and we are in December now, and you are already experiencing different things going on in Faroe Islands. Before we come to that, before I ask you what you feel about it, what kind of special traditions and ceremonies did you experience in Sri Lanka growing up?
Yeah, we also celebrate the Christmas in Sri Lanka. It is from Advent we begin to prepare ourselves, especially spiritually we prepare ourselves. And also in the villages we see from Advent they start, of course, in the prayer service in the church and prayers at home. We physically we prepare ourselves, and also when Christmas come, it is always a joyful moment for the people. And also we buy a lot of gifts and we share with our neighbors, and we buy new dress, and we always go and visit our neighbors, especially if there is anybody sick in the village. We make a point. We must visit them and we share our joys. And also I see sometime, especially in Colombo, where I was, we visit the lepers hospital especially, and we sing carols. We get together and we sing carols and we dance with them and we share our gifts with them and we spend full day with them for Christmas. And we make them to feel that Christmas
spirit.
And, yeah, and the spirit. We make them to feel that we are all together and we are celebrating the Christmas mood. So that was very joyful moment when Christmas come. And also we have another celebration, a single Tamil New Year, we call it. We celebrate in April, it comes that time. That was also very exact moment, because we all together we celebrate, especially if we are in some other language speaking places. We go with them and we share our gifts and we eat together. So that is a special tradition in Sri Lanka we have.
Yeah, that's true. Listening to this, oh my goodness, you won't believe how much I miss that tradition, that part of the tradition of Sri Lanka where we went singing carols, you know, during Christmas time to different houses, hospitals, whatever that you name it. And also especially visiting the neighbors, visiting your family and visiting your friends. That's a big part of the tradition from Christmas to New Year, isn't it?
Yes, of course. We wait for that day to visit them, because that gives very joy and we feel very peaceful after seeing them.
Definitely. And also because Sri Lanka has all kind of religions, it was also a time where every religion accepted each other and respected each other in their celebrations. Would you say it's true?
Yeah, of course, definitely it is.
Yeah, so that's, thank you for sharing that. I almost forgot it after being here for so many years, but that's something that, food for thought. Now that we have talked so much about Sri Lanka and you are here in Faroe Islands, what was your first impression when you came here?
Of course, before I came here, I know that this place is very cold. So in that thought was in my mind. So when I came here, of course it is cold, but it doesn't affect much. So the people are very social, hospitality, welcoming. I found the sisters, how they welcomed me in the airport. Yeah. The two sisters came there and they gave me the hug and they said, we are with you. And when I came to the convent, I saw the other sisters, and all of them were, how the vibrant sisters were living here. I really found be with them is happy. Of course, I had my homesickness.
Yeah.
that is already there, missing my home people and my country. It did not affect me much after seeing my sisters and the people too here. And one is you, Stella. Of course, I met another Sri Lankan family also. I was so happy to know that there are two Sri Lankan families here that I visited.
Yeah.
And that gave me some energy to go forward, to come out of my homesickness, I found it.
And this is the part of the interview where you are actually smiling so much, and that shows that you feel so happy and welcome among the sisters and where you are living now. And you have also told me about it, you know, that they are making you feel so welcome. So let's give a special hello to the sisters who are listening. Do you want to say hi to them?
Yeah, I know their sisters are listening.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's having a good time. What surprised you most when you came to Faroe Islands? Because I know you mentioned the cold, but you have lived in other places before you came here, not just Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I was in Paris for 6 months. That was a good experience to make myself to prepare to come here, because they are also cold, but that experience really helped me to adapt myself, because it's the first time that I'm leaving my country and I came to Paris. And during that 6 months, I really found how it is. Because I was there for 6 months, that experience helped me to adapt here in this Faroe Island. If not, if I would have come direct to Faroe Island, I would have found more difficult to adapt myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that experience is really good, I found.
Yeah, so now then you lived in Paris and you prepared yourself to come here. So the weather-wise and everything, maybe you got used to the cold a little bit. But when you came to Faroe Islands, was there a culture shock? Was there anything that surprised you?
Of course, it's just began, but I did not find anything much shocking things here. And something I found, I go to school just to learn language, just to get, just to listen from the children. So when they call by name, it is in our culture. Of course, we don't. So that was a new experience that I learned from children. That's also good. That's something to learn new things, I see.
Yeah, I can totally, just to tell further about what Rosapine is saying, even for me, I find it difficult to just call you Rosapine. That's why I asked you if I should call you Sister Rosapine, because in Sri Lanka, if somebody's working in the church, or if it's a teacher, or anybody who is older than you, or who is in a higher position than you, or in a respectable place than you, you're not supposed to call them by name. You're supposed to call them sir or madam or sister, or, you know, even for auntie and uncles. So that is really, that is something I found it so difficult for so many years. And I had to teach my children, our children, when we went to Sri Lanka, you don't call people by name. Then it's auntie or uncle or akka or anna, you know. So I totally understand you. When children come to you and just call you by name and not calling your sister or auntie or akka, that must have been very difficult for you.
Yeah, the beginning it was. Mm-hmm. But the days were passing, I just got used to listening to them.
Yeah.
So it is also good to learn the other culture. I took it in a positive way.
Yeah. But you know what, when you are talking to me and when you write to me, you call me Akka, and that makes me feel so much at home. So that's wonderful.
And the people also very friendly, and I say very social.
Yeah.
They, whoever they meet me first time, because they always welcome me. They say, you will enjoy here. So those words are really encouraging me.
Yeah. Okay. That is true. That is absolutely true. And migration, it can be tough also. Is there anything you found difficult to adjust to apart from the cold?
Of course, for the moment, I don't find anything because everything is given to me. And if there's anything, sisters are just helping me. So for the moment, I don't find anything that is difficult. Don't know in future, but I hope I will be okay.
You have enough people around you, so you will definitely get some help. Mm-hmm. We are going to listen to a song called O Holy Night by Mariah Carey, and we'll be right back after that.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul felt its worth.
Josephine, I can go on talk and talk and talk, but we have so much more to talk about. And tell me about your life in Faroe Islands now, your hobbies and work and, you know, different things. What are you doing since you came here?
Yeah, in the community, in the convent, morning we have our morning prayer together with the sisters. Then for three times a day, three times a week,
we have
a class.
Okay.
Pero's class, one teacher, she's called Paulina. She comes to convent to teach me. And she's very nice. From the beginning, she's teaching me. Of course, I began from zero because I don't know anything, not even a word. Of course, she's helping me a lot to know something. And the other days, I go to school. School means the kindergarten.
Yeah.
Just listen from the children. So then, because when I work with them, they speak a lot of words. The children are really teacher for me. So I learn a lot from children. So just to listen, I go from 9 to 11:30. Then in the community life, again, we have our prayers and we come together for meal and sharing, recreation. We all live happy life in the community.
You have an amazing life. You are making me wanting to come and live there too.
Yeah, of course, the community life is really nice.
Wonderful. And actually, it's a great way. I always tell that this is my personal opinion, as I told you before. It's a great way to learn Faroese when you are together with the children, because they really teach you a lot, and that you can practice the Faroese with them, and they correct you, you know, when you say something wrong, and that way you can learn the Faroese. So far, what have you learned, if I can ask?
Of course, there are certain words, and just now I'm putting together to make sentence of the words. So that was beginning things, like basic things she has taught me, just to count the number and the weekdays and month, like that. She's helping me still to work.
But do you find any word that's difficult to say, that you feel like you can't say?
Not can't say, but there are many words difficult to pronounce. Because our tongue is not Faroese tongue, because there are many words that I found a little difficult.
Yeah.
Other than that, but I have hope I will get it one day.
Oh, you will. Will definitely. For me, it was, I could not say acht, one. I had no clue why I couldn't say that. So I don't even know how I said it. And then another thing was, if it was anything to do with wokn, or Akn or something like that. I had to say Vogen, Agen, you know. So it took many years. So I think you are doing amazingly. Have you tried any Faroese food? And is there anything you don't like or you like?
Of course, I did not have chance to try any Faroese food. Once I went to some function, there they had lamb. Meat that was
the fermented one.
Yeah, okay. Of course I did not like it.
You're like, of course I didn't like it.
Other than that, food wise I'm okay, because here also I found many Asian food that we also cook at home.
Yeah,
I have enough things to cook for spicy things and all those.
Actually, you should consider yourself very lucky that you have come in this time and age, because, many, many years ago, there were no spices here or no Asian shop or nothing like that. So, yeah, now there are lots of different foods. So you don't have to eat Faroese food, but I would recommend that you try at least, then you know what it tastes like.
Yeah, and also I receive a lot of food from other people.
Yeah.
Some, they know that I'm a Sri Lankan sister, so many gave me some spicy food.
Yeah. Do you know that they eat sheep head here?
Yeah, sisters were sharing.
Yeah. But so they are eating sheep head, and when I tell we Sri Lankans we eat fish head, they were going, "What? You eat fish head?" We love it, don't we?
Yes.
The eyes and everything. Any awkward or embarrassing moments here?
Of course, I'm waiting to celebrate Christmas here. Yeah. First Christmas. I'm actually equally waiting how it will be, because new people, new culture, new languages, new experience, waiting to celebrate.
That's going to be wonderful. And as I always say, it's like a broken record. I always say, Faroe's Christmas so far for me is the best. So you're going to really enjoy. I promise you that.
Thank you.
And to end the program with, what are your goals and dreams for the future?
Of course, in future, I want to speak good Faroese.
You will.
For that, I'm really trying my best. And I will do my mission well here. Mm. Because God has chosen me to an unknown place to proclaim His love through my experience, through my lifestyle. So that is my goal, that I want to witness His love here.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, Rosapin. Thank you so much for taking your time and for coming here to the studio and to share your story with us.
Thank you for asking me all the questions. It really makes me to feel that I am also one part of
Faroe Islands.
Yes,
you
are. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's all we have time today, but we hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Next Monday, we'll be here with another guest. If you'd like to be a guest on Home and Away and you have a story to tell, please send us a message on our Facebook page, Home and Away, and we'll contact you. Home and Away is a great platform to share your story and to promote your work as well. This program will be replayed tomorrow at 9 a.m. and we will post the link shortly afterwards. Till next time, take care, and I leave you with Pentatonix singing Mary Did You Know.
Heaven's birth.